This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
So we've got another Mason Rudolph clip to get to in a second, but I do want to point out in that first one, he's talking about how the grass wasn't greener in Tennessee. He thought he had a chance to play there, so he went. He was right. Will Levis sucked, but unfortunately the whole team sucked, and so he couldn't really make anything of that chance. And now back in Pittsburgh, where he's familiar and comfortable and the guys in the locker room generally like him, he praised the owner, Rooney, and the front office. He did not mention Tomlin. I don't think that that's a coincidence. I still don't think Mason has a very high opinion of Mike. I think he's back here because he does hear good things about Arthur Smith, and he recognizes that there's going to be a chance to play potentially with a 41-year-old quarterback who didn't last five plays 2 years ago with the Jets. And what are the odds he lasts 17 games? Probably not very high that he's going to make it through the entire season unscathed. And I think that swung the pendulum back towards him signing with the Steelers. I also don't think there was a crazy robust Mason Rudolph market.
I do think that part has to be mentioned here.
And that's why he gives the owner and the general manager credit. I think the owner had a lot to do with him coming back here. I told you that story. I told you that I'd heard. I gave you the tea on why I thought he was going to resign here. And Art Rooney, I think, had a lot to do with that. Art talked about how if they were going to have a starting quarterback that was a pocket quarterback, he wanted a backup that was more like a pocket quarterback. And I know Art feels like Mason did kind of get a raw deal here and wasn't exactly set up for success.
Who do you think is more leery or unhappy about having to be around the other, Tomlin around Mason or Mason around Tomlin?
Mason around Tomlin.
I don't think Mike's no big fan of his. Like, what doesn't compute to me is Mike is pursuing, not to get into the who's better, Aaron Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph, in my opinion, as much as I don't think.
Cabali said he wasn't convinced of that on Friday.
Cabali's been the biggest Mason stan since the
beginning. Cabali said unequivocally, Donnie, that Mason's better than Fields. How about that?
Well, we know he's not a Fields guy.
I could actually make that argument, though. Mason's best games looked even better than Fields' did. I mean, I can make that argument. The last three games of the year, anyway.
Yeah, but unfortunately for Mason, it's not a very long list of games where he's looked good.
Last year's another set of data points, though, that he's not really very good and that he caught lightning in a bottle. I will say, though, like, when you consider Tomlin's obsession typically with mobility and the fact that that was one of the big things that seemingly Mason didn't have that made him not one of Tomlin's guys, it just continues to be amusing to me that Mike is pursuing Aaron Rodgers, who is no longer mobile Aaron Rodgers, or he would be very sought after Aaron Rodgers. Like, that is a part of his game that is no longer really there. And when it was there, it was what made him so lethal, run that people couldn't make standing still and stepping in.
Rudolph was asked about Aaron Rodgers by Cabali, and here's what Rudolph said about his status, his spot on the depth chart for 2025.
I've always viewed training camp as competition is so normal that I'm so used to it now. You know, every team's adding quarterbacks every year. It's just a normal motor operation. Whoever they bring in, you know, I learned a long time ago who it is, and then, you know, the financial compensation will really tell you, you know, what's going to go down as far as a depth chart. I get that, and all I really can do is, as cliche and annoying as it sounds, is just keep, you know, having a great spring and enjoying working with the receivers, learning the offense, making the most of every rep I can get. That's what I did in 2023. That's what I've done my whole career. And you get opportunities, and then you just got to be ready to capitalize when they come. And
so I don't know how much he went into this in how in-depth he went on it, but I just from what I gleaned, the snippets of this podcast I heard, I think Rudolph is another one of these Rodgers acolytes. I think he puts him on a pedestal because of his resume. And so I think the situation's very different from when he was here with Kenny and Mitch. Rudolph, I believe, I don't know this for a fact, but I would bet every dollar to my name he thought all along he was better than both of those guys and thought it was a slap in his face that he wasn't even given a chance to really beat them both out. Ultimately, he proved I think he was better than both. I think in this situation, he sounds like he's more than okay being Rodgers' backup. We played that batch clip yesterday where Charlie, I thought, strongly implied that if Rodgers signed late enough, Rudolph could actually beat him out for the starting job.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mason even knows that that's silly. That he's clearly the number two quarterback here, and it's not something that is going to grate at him and eat at him the way that his previous experiences here in Pittsburgh.
Well, if he's
did.
Going into it thinking Rodgers has a good chance to get dinged up, then he thinks he's going to get maybe five or six games even potentially to show what he can do to another team, and he's playing the long game. I mean, I think implicit in him saying, like, hey, you see where a guy's paycheck is or what he's making or wherever, and that informs you of how things are probably going to go, that's a callback to the Kenny and Mitch stuff. Mitch was getting paid more. Kenny was a first-round pick. I think that references that as much as it references anything with Rodgers or with what he, Mason himself, is being paid.
Do you think that I think that also would mean he thinks that he's not really going to be challenged by Howard.
That was the other thing.
I mean,
I think he's
Howard's a
he's
six-round pick. I'm a $4 million quarterback who's taking this team
two.
To the playoffs.
I think he knows he's number two.
I'm entrenched
and I think
there.
Will Howard. I also think Will Howard still has a lot of proving to do. I know they picked him and Tomlin, you know, sang poetic nothings and said sweet nothings about how much the guy showed in the college football playoff. I think Will Howard has to very much prove that he belongs on this roster, even as a quarterback. And
I mean,
like they're treated differently no matter what round you pick him in.
I have said some pretty, I've said some things about Will Howard as far as what I think he could potentially be. And I have unbelievably high expectations for him as far as six-round quarterbacks go. But I will admit this, there probably is a scenario out there where he gets cut and never makes the team. Skylar Thompson has started in a playoff game for the Dolphins. He's not any great sakes or anything like that. Like, he's a run-of-the-mill backup quarterback. But if he's better than Howard in training camp in the preseason, he's not an old quarterback.
I was just going to say,
they were with each other at K-State at the same time, I think.
He's about to be 28 years old, Thompson, in 2 weeks.
So, I'm just saying, it's a six-round pick. We've seen the Steelers cut six-round picks before, put them on the practice squad. The kid from Iowa went on the practice squad last year. Maybe he went on the IR, whatever they did with him.
Well, they cut Oladokun, who
was
a seventh-round pick. They cut him loose before he practically put his cleats
on. So, I know, like, I have sky-high expectations for Howard relative to other six-round quarterbacks, but...
And why do you have them again? Just a point of order here. What is it about him for people that didn't catch why you feel this way? Like in
got
the previous
so
show?
So good at the end of the year. Won big games with both his arm and his legs. Very good athlete, underrated athlete. Kind of cut from the Daniel Jones cloth in that respect where he is a white guy, so you don't really think of him as a runner. And he had, like, I think touchdown runs of over 65 yards when he was in college. He was a running quarterback when he was at K-State.
Was he more of a power runner, though, than Jones, who was more of a pure speed guy, even though he fell in the open field once very famously?
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, Jones ran...
I'd say
Jones,
he's more Cam Newton than he is Lamar Jackson,
I was gonna say,
if that's
Jones,
what you're asking.
Yeah, that is what I'm asking, because Jones, like, would run away from NFL
still, you
defensive
run,
backs.
I know they're college players, but still, it's high-end Division I football. You run away from Big 12, Big 10 defenses for 60, more than half the field for a touchdown, you can run. You're not a slowpoke.
I will say he did not.
You're not Jared Lorenzen.
He was used as a runner at Ohio State, and I think in a different way. Do they take away from his? How do they score like weigh stats with sacks and rushing yards?
Stats take away from rushing yards
sacks
in college.
They
don't in the NFL.
Okay. Because he only had 226 rushing yards at Ohio State. He had 7 touchdowns, but his average dipped all the way to 2.2.
That's because the sacks
so are his sack total, what would it have been?
I don't know.
It had to have been a lot because that like skews it badly, I would think. Anyway.
Well, Rudolph is the people's champ, and they I think there are so many fans out there, me included, that want to see him play this year. But he I don't think this is just a front. I think he legitimately is content and copacetic with being the backup quarterback here and biding his time until Rodgers looks like he's in his 40s and has some kind of muscle issue or soft tissue issue or worse than that.
I mean, he's making $7.5 million over the 2 years if he sticks for both of them, and he's making three of it this year. Pretty easy to be a pretty happy camper in that case, I think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.